With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. California Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell suspending his campaign for California governor. That after he was accused of sexual assault. He continues to sharply deny those allegations. He says he is suspending his campaign, however, but will fight what he calls a serious false allegations that have been made against him. U.S. Central Command will begin a blockade of all Iranian ports Monday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, to, quote, be enforced impartially against vessels of all nations, but it will allow ships traveling between non-Iranian ports to transit the Strait of Hormuz.
We got a lot of ships, so we're bringing them up. We think that numerous countries are going to be helping us with this also, but we're putting on a complete blockade. We're not going to let Iran make money on selling oil to people that they like and not people that they don't like or whatever it is. It's going to be all or none, and that's the way it is. And it'll be, you saw what we did with Venezuela. It'll be something very similar to that, but at a higher level.
President Trump says his tough talk got Iran to the bargaining table. He believes negotiations are not over.
They haven't left the bargaining table. I predict they come back and they give us everything we want. And I told my people, I want everything. I don't want 90%. I don't want 95%. I told them, I want everything.
A judge has temporarily barred Arizona from enforcing its gambling laws against a predictive market operator like Kalshi. The judge ruled in a lawsuit filed by the Trump administration that after state prosecutors filed criminal charges that allege Kalshi is running an illegal gambling operation in Arizona. SRN News. The Canadian Navy is flying a new flag, and it just might surprise you.
Observers say late last month, the naval base at Halifax flew the transgender pride flag from its flagpole in honor of the Transgender Day of Visibility. This reportedly caught even some members of the Navy off guard, one telling LifeSiteNews.com, quote, I was shocked. The Canadian Armed Forces has released a statement saying that recognizing the courage of transgender people can help create a welcoming and respectful environment for all. Michael Harrington reporting.
Stories from the Holy Bible, like Jonah and the whale, would be required reading for Texas public school students under proposals that are being considered this month. Religious leaders, teachers, parents, and students alike spent hours last week before the State Education Board arguing for that reading list to become real. This is SRN News. A key Texas city, though not all that big, could be facing extremely hard times ahead, and officials say unless something happens and happens soon, it could be catastrophic on the verge of a tremendous water shortage. Donna Warder explains.
Corpus Christi, Texas is on the verge of a water crisis. Years of drought have depleted the community's water reserves, and now the city is scrambling to prevent a shortage. Experts hadn't expected such a bad drought, and things got worse when Corpus Christi increased its water sales to big industrial customers. City Manager Peter Zanoni says it's unlikely the city will run out of water, but without significant rainfall or new sources, residents may have to cut back on water use. The city's refineries and petrochemical plants would have to operate with less water. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.